not take it. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but you might wake to a brand new life.
Hey, Wally. Did you catch that new girl at the juice bar? Wow!
Yeah. She looks just like my wife, Peggy.
In your dreams. And by the way, she's your ex-wife. I mean, you've been divorced 6 months. Don't you think we should stop talking about
it? You're right, all right, I agree. My analyst agrees, my dental hygienist agrees. I just can't help thinking that Peggy's gonna be coming back to me.
Wally, she's remarried.
Marriages break up, you know, mine did.
Come on, Wally, you gotta get out there. You gotta start circulating.
It's easy for you to say. You were born irresistible.
I wasn't born irresistible.
I had to work at it.
I don't know. You know, women just don't seem to find me very attractive. Peggy must have told me that at least a million times.
Would you forget about Peggy? Peggy is not all women.
Well, she is to me. She was my first girlfriend. And between us, Tony, she's the first woman I ever... Well, you know, when I was her only man.
You mean Peggy Putnam?
Party time, Peg.
Hey, why don't you guys evaporate, huh? See what I'm telling you? You gotta get out of your shell, start circulating. Now, how about that girl at the juice bar?
No, she was too aggressive, too forward.
Wally, she had to ask you what you wanted. She's the waitress.
You got anybody else?
I got it. Angela. She's my boss. She's real nice. She's smart.
And she is really not bad looking.
Well, why would she want to go out with me then?
Hey, I can talk her into anything. Don't worry.
Well, if she's so great, how come you don't go out with her?
She's got a weak heart.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I hate blind dates.
Oh, come on, Angela. You're going to have a great time with Wally. Hey, he's a prince of a guy. And underneath it all, he's got a great personality.
Uh-oh. Well, you look really warm, dear. So where's he taking you, Norway?
No, Mother, we're going to play miniature golf.
What kind of lame-o comes up with an idea like miniature golf?
Actually, that was my idea.
Does that answer your question?
Mother, it's a perfect blind date. You're always on your feet, and if the guy tries anything funny, you've got a club in your hand.
Hey, listen, guys, listen. You know, Wally's kind of rusty at this date and stuff. I don't think he needs a reception committee. Come on.
Oh, come on, Dad. We just want to check him out.
Yeah, we won't say anything.
We just stare.
Mother!
Out. Come on, let's go. Let's hit it. Let's move it. Let's
okay,
do it.
We'll go. Oh, golly. Well, I mean, you can't have any fun around here.
Tony, would it be too late to call Wally and say I died? Guess so.
Yeah, no. Come on. This is going to be really good for Wally, going out with a woman like you.
A woman like me?
Most guys would have fixed him up with a dog.
Thank you, Tony. Sort of.
Hey, Wally. Here you are, right on time and looking really beige. Come on in. Wally, this is Angela. Angela, this is Wally.
Hi.
Hi.
She doesn't want to go out with me.
Oh. No, she does. She does. She don't you, Angela?
Of course I do.
Okay. Here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, a wrist corsage.
I know that flowers aren't exactly right for miniature golf, but Peggy, that's my wife.
Ex-wife.
Right. You're absolutely right. My ex-wife. The greatest woman I've ever known in my entire life. She just loved flowers. I can't believe she's gone.
Wally. Wally?
Huh?
If you would like to call this off, I really would understand.
No. He's raring to go. He's raring to go.
Right. I won't let you down.
I will get you for this. Thank you. I had a wonderful time. Good night.
You said wonderful.
That's the exact word I was going to use.
Wonderful.
There it is again. From now on, Angela, that's going to be our word.
How sweet. Well, thank you and good night.
Wait a minute. I was wondering, when can I see you again? I mean, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You know, this is a time when you should be seeing a lot of women. You're still recovering from your divorce.
No. You are the one for me. I haven't felt like this since the night I met and proposed to Peggy.
Wonderful. Good night.
Wonderful.
Hey, Angela, how'd it go?
Not wonderful.
So, how was it?
Pretty bad.
Did you have a good time?
Horrible.
Hi, Mom.
It was awful, okay? It was the worst night of my life.
About the miniature golf.
Oh, come on, Angela. It couldn't have been that bad.
You're wrong. I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but he's just a little too pathetic. I mean, he is so desperate. One date and the guy thinks he's in love with me.
That is desperate.
Hey, Angela, come on. Angela, wait. He needs another chance. It's like a guy who fell off a horse who's having trouble getting back in his saddle. Well, you know what I mean.
That's right, dear. I mean, what is one more bad date in your life?
No! No, never again. Absolutely not. Forget it.
I think she's coming around.
Oh, yeah.
Wally? All right, all right. Wally.
Hi, has Angela gone?
Yeah, she just left for work.
Did she tell you anything at all about her date?
Well, she filled me in on the highlights.
Tony, it was magic. We were made for each other.
You sure you two are on the same date?
Hey, Tony?
Yeah?
Is this Angela's toast?
I think so.
That. It's perfect. I can hardly wait to kiss her. Now, come on, sit down and tell me everything about her. Everything.
Well, all right, look, she's 5'7". She's a Gemini, and she never wants to see you again.
Figures, you know. Peggy was a Gemini.
Oh, but you stop with Peggy.
Good morning, Tony. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you had company.
Well, Mona, this is Wally. Yeah, Wally, this is Mona, Angela's mother.
You're Wally?
Yeah.
Well, my goodness, I've heard so much about you.
Man, all of it terrible, I'm sure. Your daughter just dumped me.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Wally, don't take it so hard. Listen, I gotta run down to the cleaners. You wanna take a ride with me?
No, I couldn't be in the same car with Angela's clothes. I'm just gonna go home and watch my wedding on videotape.
No. Not that. Look, stay here with Mona, okay?
Yeah, that's right. You really should not be alone at a time like this. Stay and have a cup of coffee. Finish your toast.
Mona, thank you. All right. Hey, buddy, see you later, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I should have expected this. Why would a woman like Angela be interested in a loser like me?
You're not a loser. Stop playing with your food. Wally, you have a lot of potential.
I do?
Yes. Trust me. Wally, you are a diamond in the rough.
I'm a lump of coal.
Oh, Wally, don't worry. You're gonna be great. Because you got the best coach in the business.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Angela. Listen, before you say another thing, I'm real sorry about last night. I never should have made you go out with Wally.
Oh, Tony. You know, it's funny. All day I'm at work with confident, good-looking men who say the right things and wear the right clothes. And you know what? It got me thinking about Wally.
Our Wally?
Yeah, you know, he's nothing like those men.
You could say that again.
And Tony, last night wasn't so bad. I mean, the wrist corsage, although totally inappropriate, was rather sweet. I was the only one at Putnam Palace wearing one. And when he stepped in the water hazard, I mean, most guys would have quit. But you know, he hung his socks on the windmill and he played on through. I mean, the guy has a certain...
nerdy charm?
Exactly.
Well, Angela, you know, he was here this morning, old Wally, and he's wild about you. He would die for you.
Really? Oh, there's something sort of appealing about that. And you know, I do know what he's going through. It's very, very tough dating again after a divorce.
Yeah, yeah, that's why you'd be so perfect for him. But Angela, this time, could you try to be a little more, fun?
What? I'm fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Wally, what's up?
I am, Tony. I'm walking on air.
Well, I could see that, eh? I like the new threads.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to change my image.
Well, good change.
Very good change.
Oh. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Wally. You know, Wally, as it turns out, I'm going to be free on Saturday night. Or, even tonight, if you'd like to do something.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, tomorrow would be a lot better for me, because tonight I have plans, okay?
You have plans?
Well, there you are, gorgeous.
Wait a minute. Wally, now you're going out with Mona?
Yes, isn't life strange?
You know, I didn't realize you two even knew each other.
You know that Tony introduced us?
What? I said Mona, this is Wally. Wally, this is Mona. You call that an introduction? Could I have a word with you, sir?
Sure, what's on your mind?
Inside. Wally, what is going on?
Wait, you said I should date lots of other women?
I didn't mean in the same house.
Mother, would it be prying too much to ask you why you stole my date?
I didn't steal him, dear. I thought you didn't want him anymore.
Really? Who would ever give you that idea?
You did. You said that it was the worst night of your life. I thought I was doing you a favor.
Oh, thank you, Mother. But I've decided to go out with Wally again.
Oh, well, that's nice, dear. Don't wait up.
You're still going out with him?
You bet. And it won't be the worst night of my life. Wally, let's blow this pop stand.
Well, good night, Tony. Good night, Angela. I'll see you tomorrow.
Can you believe my mother? Poor Wally. Poor vulnerable Wally, shattered by a divorce, on the rebound from me. He falls right into her clutches.
That's one way of looking at it.
Is Aunt Grandma leaving with Wally?
Yes, sport.
You're right, Sam. Wally dumped Mom for Grandma.
It's just another way of looking at it.
We'll just see who gets dumped.
Oh, what are you going to do? You going to break the date with Wally?
No, I'm going to keep the date with Wally. I'm going to take your advice.
Now you're talking. Take my advice. What advice was that?
You said I should be more fun. Well, I'm going to be so damn much fun, Wally's not going to see straight for a week. Good evening.
Check it out. I hope I grow into that.
Get out. Angela, that ain't a dress. That's a weapon.
This. Just grabbed the first thing I saw in the closet and threw it on.
You've been getting dressed for an hour and a half.
The zipper was stuck.
Oh. Hello, dear. My goodness, you look nice. Oh, your dress is ripped.
Oh,
Mother, what a lovely sweater you have clinging to you like a long-lost relative.
Yeah, you know, you do. You both look terrific, really. Mm-hmm. Terrific.
Mother, did you come over here to show off your sweater, or is there something you wanted?
Well, I borrowed Wally's jacket last night, late last night, and I just thought I'd bring it over and thank him.
I can thank him.
I don't think you can really thank him the way I can.
Girls, ladies,
I'm about to fight thank him and he gets it in one piece. Now, what is going on here?
Well, my mother has clearly set her cap for Wally, and I'm afraid she's going to be disappointed because it's obvious that he is quite interested in me.
After last night, I doubt that he even remembers her.
And after tonight, I doubt he'll ever forget.
Hey, you want me to get that? You two want to duke it out.
Hey, Wally.
Hi, Tony.
How are you?
Hi, Angela.
Hello, Wally.
What a pretty dress.
Well, thank you. Hi, Wally.
What a great sweater.
All right, look, you two have a good time. Go ahead.
Did you see that sweater?
Wally, it's just you and me tonight. Let's party.
Well, before you go, wouldn't anyone like a drink?
I would.
Well, it is Saturday. I mean, let the good times roll.
Well, Angela, you dropped him. I picked him up. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Oh, well, that's real mature, Mother. I saw him first, and I've got dibs.
What is going on here? Come on. I mean, Wally's a nice guy, but there's plenty of fish in the sea. And anyway, isn't Wally the type we usually throw back?
Wally is not a fish. He's a sweet, vulnerable man.
That's right. And all he needs is a little help to get over his divorce.
And that's why he needs me, because I've been through it and I understand his pain.
And that's why he needs me, so he can have some fun and forget the pain.
He needs me.
He needs me.
Hey, yo. Oh, wait. The only one that knows what Wally needs is Wally. Why don't we leave it up to Wally?
Fine. Good. And may the best woman win.
She would stoop to blatant sexuality.
Nigel, I'm his area. Where are the Camisa boys when you need them?
Tony! You're not gonna believe this. They want me to choose between them.
I know.
How did this happen?
I don't know. Maybe what I've been telling you all along is true, that underneath it all, you're a terrific guy. You just needed some confidence.
And now I got it. Thanks to you, dude.
Give me five. Keep your money. Just tell me who you're gonna go with.
I don't know. You know, I've been thinking this over. I mean, why should I have to choose between them? Maybe there's a lot of other women out there who want to crack at Wild Wally.
Now you're Wild Wally?
Yeah. You like it? Listen, I don't want to hurt their feelings, Tony. Could you do it for me? Come on.
All right, wild man. Go ahead, go break some hearts.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Thanks.
All right.
You know, I wish I was still married to Peggy because I could dump her too. You know?
It's great, huh? Oh, John.
Where's Wally?
Yeah. He has to make a decision.
Yeah. Well, Wally made the only decision he could make. He decided to leave.
Why?
Well, he was overwhelmed. Overwhelmed with the thought of having to choose between two such loving and caring ladies such as yourself. He asked me to tell you that and hoped you would understand.
Oh, we understand, all right.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We both got dumped.
Bingo.
Tony, just for the sake of argument, who would you have chosen?
Just for the sake of not arguing, I won't say, okay?
Well, you know, Mother, I think he would have chosen you. Because you're fun and you're vivacious and you're outgoing.
Well, that's true. But I think he would have chosen you because you're sympathetic and you're understanding. And you are sensational in that dress.
Thank you, Mother. You are stunning as usual.
Thank you.
Friends again. I love it.
Friends. I'm sorry, Mother.
I'm sorry too, darling.
I'm sorry I stole your boyfriend.
Oh, Mother. You didn't steal my boyfriend. We all know if I wanted to, I could get him back like that.
In a pig's eye.
I'll get the mud. You get in your bikinis. We'll settle this like we should.